I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Watch Matt Bowen. Bowen's a tough guy.
Matt Bowen.
And it's intercepted by Matt Bowen.
Miller, ton of time. But the coverage is good with Matt Bowen.
Seven-year NFL veteran.
Blitz coming from Bowen, and he knocks it out. The Redskins fall on top of it. Matt Bowen's been the guy applying all the pressure.
Coach for IC Catholic football.
Matt Bowen, man from Glen Ellyn, Illinois, being very active.
NFL writer and analyst for ESPN.
For anybody who didn't realize that, our guy Matt Bowen drafted right next to Brady. Tom Brady cloned his dog. We found out this earlier today that his dog is actually a clone of his former dog from a company that he's an investor in. And now we're wondering, you think it's possible? It's true, Matt. You think it's possible he's going to clone himself and try to raise a quarterback to be even better than him? Your thoughts?
I don't even know what to say, Steve. I mean, this can't be real, right?
The dog cloning is real.
Yeah, apparently it is. I don't know. It's probably dangerous territory. We should just move on.
You think so? I don't know, man.
Yeah, I think so.
Absolutely. No, it's very serious. This is a very serious, topic.
Matt Bowen.
I have a simple rule with beer. I only drink beer that you can buy in 30 packs. So I'll leave you with that.
With Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Our segment with Matt Bowen is brought to you by McGrath Acura in Westmont. When you do the math, you'll choose McGrath. Matt Bowen joins us here on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Matt, how are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you?
We're good, man. No cloning stories to distract you with today.
I'm telling you what, I've been doing the score for what? I think 10 years, and I took some time off when I started ESPN, maybe like six. So let's say 16 years. That's the most, that's the question I was the least prepared for in my life.
Well, you've had a week. Have you thought about it?
Let's not. Can we?
No.
Come on.
I really haven't at all.
No. Not even a little. All right, that's fair. No. So we'll get away from it. We got good questions about good, good results. I almost said good football. Yeah. But I had to stop myself because at least
there were pockets of good football.
There were pockets. There were pockets of good football. What do you walk away thinking about the quarterback and the head coach? Let's start there because it's the A1 story of the season in terms of the development of their relationship, the way they see it, and the way the quarterback is performing in and out of structure. What do you walk away thinking after that one?
Well, speaks in that football game, what I take away with Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson. It was the right combination of scheme, defined throws that kept Caleb on rhythm. And as always with him, because it's part of his game, the right amount of splash plays or difference-making plays in the second half to win a football game. Now, if you're going to sit down and grade play-by-play in the tape, I'm not going to give him a letter grade, but there are areas to improve, just like every week. But if I'm going to talk about this football game, I'm going to go to the last 5 minutes. What he did over the last 5 minutes. Wrote down some notes here. The 3rd and 10 throw to Loveland. It was the second reaction play when he had to get outside the pocket, throw back across his body to an in-breaking route. Wasn't perfect ball placement, but again, you're working the football to a tight end who's got a great catch radius. The deep in-breaker late in the football game to Roman Dunze. Rhythm throw on time. The TD to Roman Dunze, and there's something I like about that TD because it's a simple route. You're in the low red zone area of the field. You're getting man coverage. The two-man route to that side of the field. but his eye placement and his shoulder movement, that forced Rome to uncover. And that leads to a high percentage throw to a touchdown. And then you have the two scramble plays. Really, one of them. One's a scramble run on a second reaction play that gets him down on the doorstep of the goal line. And then the boot play to win it, okay? So this is a classic boot concept. We know it's a part of Ben Johnson's offense. But there's parts of it there that stand out. One movement. You get pre-snap motion. First the shift, then pre-snap motion, which grabs the eyes of the defense. Then you pull the guard. Everything there looks like run. Everything. And what did it do to Brian Burns, the right side defensive end? He crashes and chases inside. That opens the edge for Caleb. Because if he's standing there, guys, the ball has to be out immediately. It's probably a dump-off throw to the tight end, Komet. He's not going to have time to square shoulders and make the throw to Zacchaeus. And I like what he did there. Look, it's the end of a football game. It's snowing. It's windy. It's cold weather. You have an open edge. You have the ability as a runner. Pull the ball and make a play with your leg. So those last 5 minutes, those plays I wrote down really stood out to me because he made the plays necessary to win the football game.
And so, Matt, when you – and that's great stuff. When you're on a team and you know your quarterback can do that and has done that now multiple times, now to the soft factors, what does that do to a team when you know your quarterback can do that kind of stuff?
You mean from a defensive perspective or from Bears on offense?
A locker room perspective.
Okay. To know that even if the kid's learning, you know that he can close like that.
It means a lot. It means that he's developing into a playmaker. And that's what we talked about coming out of the draft. You know, when he watched the tape at USC, a lot of highlight plays. And what you wanted to see was the next step. And you're starting to see it. Like I said, throughout that football game, when he's playing on rhythm and driving the ball, especially in breaking concepts, everything looks crisp. Okay, now you add the playmaking element to that. Now, still, you need more refinement in terms of, you know, comfortability inside the pocket. I go to one play, okay? Remember, we're talking about a young quarterback. But when he extended the play into the boundary, made the deep ball throw to DJ Moore in the corner of the end zone, right? Everyone talks about the arm talent because it always pops with him. But if you're looking at the elite quarterbacks in this league, Mahomes, Allen, Herbert, I think Joe Burrow's in this mix right here, do they climb, reset the window, and throw the deep over out on time to DJ Moore? That's the next step for him. And look, that's a lot to ask for a second-year quarterback because we're talking about big-time players that I just listed. But that's where he wants to get to, where he doesn't have to leave the pocket, where he doesn't have to eject, where he can step up, reset that window, and still stay on time. I think that's the next step in this progression for him.
Matt, we spent a lot of time over the last couple of days like talking about Luther Burden, and we're all excited about Luther Burden and what his draft profile is. How ideally is Luther Burden used more going forward?
I think you make it simple, and that's nothing against the player or the coach. I think you make it simple because it helps your offense. Give him the ball more on fly sweeps, on wide receiver screens, on shallow crossers, on slant routes. Why do you do that? Because he has excellent ball carrier vision. He has speed in the open field, and he's creative with the football in his hands. So you want to put him in situations, Lawrence, where, again, he can display his playmaking traits. That's what you saw at Mizzou. Go back and watch his high school tape at East St. Louis. That's what you saw on his high school tape. Creativity with the football in his hands. So if I'm Ben Johnson, I'm going to find the simple ways to do that, to give him high percentage opportunities, but also give my football team opportunities to create explosive plays.
Yeah, and the way that Ben's talking about it this week, I think it's going to happen. I'm wondering whose snaps that takes from, if anybody's. Like, it's tempting to say, well, it should take from Zacchaeus, who just had some drops.
Right.
But I don't know. Does it have to be one person in particular, or can it just sort of can that come out in the wash on the back end? I suppose.
I don't think it has to be one player in particular. I agree. Zacchaeus had a rough day. Okay, there's no question about it. But he's made plays for you this year. You know, with Burden, he gives you inside and outside flexibility. He can play in the boundary. He can play in the slot. So there could be certain packages where DJ's out or a certain package where Rome is out. He can do different things for it. So I don't think it's one player. But there are ways to get him on the field, and I agree. I would love to see more of him because of the upside he has.
How are you viewing the growth of Darnell Wright at right tackle?
I think he had some really impressive snaps last week. Really impressive. Okay, there are snaps in the run game where he is absolutely nasty at the point of attack. I think he's growing in pass protection. This is a good test for him because of the talent the New York Giants have on the edges. I've said before, some of the best in the NFL right now. We look at their top three edge rushers. So he was put to a test at times, and I think he's growing, developing. And he's doing what you expected as a right tackle. An athletic right tackle also has power. Okay, he can displace defenders at the point of attack and move them off the line of the scrimmage. And he has the footwork to match speed and the power to handle strength off the edge. So he is developing, I would say, at an accelerated rate in what you would expect.
Matt Bowen with us here on Spiegel and Holmes. I want to flip to when the Giants had the ball. Greg Olsen said it during the game that with Jackson Dart under center, the play action was working, even though he said the run game has been irrelevant. And it's like, man, but maybe it's not irrelevant. What is the effect of rushing attempts, even if they are not successful, when play action starts to work? And you're like, they can't run the ball, but play action's working. How the hell is that possible?
Well, I think they look the same. That's what you want. You want them to mirror one another. When you run outside zone, and then you come back and run outside zone run action and throw off, and it looks the same. And what you're really trying to do, Speaks, is simply influence second-level defenders. Because most play action throws are in that intermediate window, right, between the safeties and between the linebackers. So if you can influence them, and in the NFL, unlike high school or college, there's no time to recover. If you take two false steps, you're not going to have time to open up, get to depth as a zone defender, and get underneath an in-breaker or a skinny post. You just don't have time to do it. So that's, I think, what Greg Olsen is saying, is you can mirror your run and pass game together and blend them together so they look the same. Well, from a defense perspective, they look the same also. And that's how you create the big plays in a play-action game.
What do you hope you see different in this matchup with the Vikings than the first one?
Different. Well, I think the first thing is to close out games, right? We talked about at the beginning of the season, and that's a football game the Bears should have won. They should be sitting at 7-2 right now. No question about that. So what can they do when the adjustments are made at halftime to be better in the second half? I think what they did against J.J. McCarthy in week one was excellent. They changed the picture post-snap. They made him hold the ball at times. I thought he looked hesitant. But in the second half, I felt that J.J. was much more comfortable throwing the football. So can Dennis Allen put together a game plan that really forces him to hesitate as a thrower? And that's what you want to do in this game. But I'll tell you what, if I'm Minnesota, the first thing I'm going to try to do is establish offensive tempo running the ball against this Bears defense. Because if Edwards is still out, they are a different defense right now. With Sewell in there, he doesn't key and diagnose the run at the same rate. He doesn't have the same play speed. He doesn't have a playmaking element that T.J. Edwards brings to the field. So if he's still down, that's the first thing I'm trying to do, guys, is run the ball.
Is there anything that's improved on the offense enough to slow Brian Flores down, to make him maybe think twice about the blitz packages he uses against the Bears?
I don't think it matters to him. Brian Flores reminds me of playing for Greg Williams. Is this, you know, they have a certain identity, right? That's what they are. They are going to bring pressure. They're going to bring pressure. They're going to disguise pressure. They're going to stem late in the secondary. They're going to show pressure in a drop in the covers. They're going to be who they are defensively. But what I will say is if Caleb continues to throw with more timing, which he has the last couple of football games, then there are ways to beat pressure, to get the ball out, to throw at location, to throw in a rhythm where, hey, I have pressure coming, but it's not going to get home because the ball's out so quickly because I see it fast enough. And that's one way to counter pressure, is how quickly your quarterback can ID it and get the ball out.
Matt, we were talking about this a little yesterday. Sometimes, like, a problem child who bounces from team to team is not necessarily an intelligent player. Sometimes they're really intelligent players. Like, C.J. Gardner-Johnson seems to know what the hell he's doing in a defensive backfield. And the way he talks about it, the way D.A. talked about him on Thursday, and then we're seeing this production. Like, what is he showing you to come off the couch and be this good two games in a row?
Well, Spiggs, I think the first thing is the familiarity. He's played in this defense before. That means everything. You're not learning a bunch of new terminology. You're not playing a position you've never aligned in before. You understand how the defense coordinator is going to coach you. And you understand as a player how to respond to that coaching. So that's the first thing, is the familiarity puts you in a position where you can play fast immediately. The second thing is he's in the right spot in this football team. He's at his best at this stage of his career down near the line of scrimmage, where he can play as an overhang slot defender, where he can pressure, where he can tackle in space, and where he can be disruptive. And right, if you go back to Sunday, D.A., he dialed up some great pressures. Great pressures where the safety of the slot in this situation, Gardner-Johnson, has a free rush lane. That's how you manipulate protection. That's how you get a free runner. And that puts him in a position to play very productive football for you.
So we're still a couple weeks away from it, Matt, but he does seem to be in the right spot. When Kyler Gordon comes back, are you tempted to put him outside at corner and leave CJ where he is? Would you even consider such things?
That's a great question, and I'll tell you what, because right now I think the Bears, especially going this week against Justin Jefferson, I don't know how much man coverage they're going to play. Because right now they're not matching up very well in the secondary. They're just not. Stevenson had a couple tough reps versus Slayton the other day. Look, I know he made a great play in the one-handed catch and the fade ball, but he also beat him on a corner route where Stevenson had bad eye placement, gave up leverage. So if you believe that Gordon can play outside and play press man, that might be something you discuss in the building.
So let me get this straight. It's IC Catholic versus Byron and two Iowa safeties on the sidelines of each team. Is that what's happening this weekend?
This is Sean Constantine played after me at Iowa. Played in the NFL, too. I played against him when he was with the Eagles, and he went on, was a great special teams player with the Ravens, won a Super Bowl. So Sean's playing big-time games. He's an excellent coach, guys. Outstanding coach, because he's going to throw some things defensively at us that we haven't seen before from them on tape. He is very good at being one step ahead. And when you play Byron, I'll tell you right now, it is as physical as it gets. Even coming from the Catholic League, where I think it is the best football in the state, when you play Byron, it is physical. They're going to run the football, and they're going to run it and run it and run it. That's what they do. So I'm excited for the football game. It's out there. It's a great environment. We played, the last time I played their guys was 2017 state semifinals. We beat them 7-0 on a quarterback scramble with under a minute to play. And those are the type of games you get out there at that stadium.
Man, good luck to everyone at IC Catholic. Good luck to your son as well, Coach. I know you got to get back to practice, but
Hold on, one more real quick, Matt. Yeah. If it wasn't Brady, who do you think would have been the first guy from the 2000 draft to try to clone an animal? Would it have been Jamal Lewis, Kabir Gabaja Biamila, maybe Sebastian Janikowski?
I'll go Janikowski. Yep. Me too. I'll go Janikowski.
Totally would have been Janikowski. All right, Coach, good luck this week.
All right, guys, thank you.
Thank you.
It's Matt Bowen.
Tanny, that was a question from Chris Tannehill via text. He asked it last week, and we didn't get to it. Then he put it back in the thread this week. So I had to get it in. And Tanny, Bowen went there. Janikowski.
I loved hearing Matt Bowen laugh about that. That's what we do here, you know?
Yeah, Janikowski, that man, he gave himself the date rape drug.
Do you remember how angry North was he found out? Because he had like befriended Janikowski, and I think he had been to the house. I think Janikowski
had been to Pappyland. Oh, my God. Look at that sky. So, really, he'd been to Pappyland.
Because I feel like Mike went on a rant on air where he's like, I invited this guy into my home.
And the Bears couldn't have drafted him. So, yeah.
Wow, so Sebastian Janikowski probably got the full Park Ridge tour, huh? Probably went to Tony's.
He had to have gone to Tony's.
I got to go back in there on my walk in the morning and see if there's a photo of Sebastian Janikowski.
I might be remembering this wrong, but I feel pretty comfortable that Mike kind of adopted him, and when that date rape thing happened,
yeah, it was bad.
Pappy was pissed.
Well, he was really pissed that the Bears didn't draft him. First round draft pick as a kicker, Sebastian Janikowski. That was the year the Bears drafted Brian Urlacher, right? Is he pretty good?
He seems pretty good.
He was okay.
This texter from the 815 says, yeah, Considine's son is a stud for Byron, got D1 offers. Yeah, and so does Matt Bowen's son, who's a sophomore.
Sophomore with offers. It's pretty amazing.
They're both going to look great in black and gold.
This should be a recruiting tool for the University of Iowa football program.
That their former players play in the NFL and then coach high school, and then their kids also are players?
And Byron is close enough to Iowa that this should be a recruiting tool for them.
Pretty good hot dogs, Byron's.
It's not the
high school's not named after the hot dog place?
No.
You sure?
You're making Studs' ears perk up because this is the team that always used to beat his.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How many downs did they get? They get five of them?
I got five on it.
I got five downs
number
on it.
Number two.
Who's the president? Byron.
Lord
not Byron.
No, Biden.
He's also not president now.
Yeah, but that don't ruin the drop. Don't you dare.
It's a great drop.
Man, you hear it?
Just like Aguilar.
Matt hadn't considered it. We talked about it with Jason Leisure yesterday. What to do when Kyler Gordon comes back if C.J. Gardner-Johnson... Because he can't play outside. He's not an outside corner. Texture saying, well, C.J. could play safety. Mm-mm. Bench Brisker.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Listen, I've got my issues with Jaquan. But Jaquan has been amazing this season. He's played really well, and he has been really good in run support. He has made some plays. The only thing you worry about with Jaquan is, are you going to be healthy enough to play? And so far, he has been healthy enough to play. But
and you also worry if Justin Jefferson is going to end up crying or hearing about that this week.
But if you wanted to go Seattle on them, you could go three deep with CJ, GJ, and Byard, and Jaquan. If you wanted to show some looks of three deep zone, you could do that with those three guys.
Legion of Boom stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's interesting because, like Jason was saying yesterday, it's sort of like when you're a basketball team, you're like, I just got to figure out a way to get my best five out there.
And I think there might be opportunities to do that. But I actually really like the idea of Kyler going back outside.
Which is crazy considering how much we have talked about him as a weapon at the nickel.
Yeah, but if you're going to go forward and there's no reason not to with C.J. Gardner-Johnson,
you got
to
figure it out.
He's got to be on the field. He's your third leading sacker.
And you could still blitz Kyler from the corner spot.
You sure could.
God, and that could be fun as hell.
Dennis Allen wants his players.
Right, I could see him licking his chops and being like, I'll figure it out. Give me more playmakers and I'll figure it out. Thank you very much.
Yep. All right, so we need to take a break. Last night, we had ourselves an experience. And I think for the average score listener, the thing that we experienced is worth you investing in.
I agree with that. And our experience, I think, was helped by the fact that we ended up watching a true unicorn. That phrase has been thrown around a little bit this week.
He's got a horn?
Yeah,
no one can tell because we can't see to the top of his head.
That's exactly right.
Because we're all too short. He was easy to see from the banner level. We'll explain next here on the...
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Score.
A 7-5 center from France, number one, Victor Wembanyama.
62 seconds to go. Wembanyama with a pull-up three. Good!
Oh, my goodness. Victor Wembanyama with a pull-up right wing three. And we have a 1-14 ball game. We're tied with 55 seconds left.
Very good player, very unique, you know, with his height, his ability to, pretty much play like a wing in a body of a big man. So it was a very tough matchup.
Victor Wembanyama with 9 on the shot clock. One-on-one against Nikola Vucevic at the top of the key. Crossing over, Ainge fires for 3. Got it! Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Victor Wembanyama with back-to-back triples.
He's gotten better every year. I think he's figuring it out. The way he can be effective, his spots on the floor. He's very unique, so, I think it's even for him and his teammates and coaches, everybody trying to figure out how to best use him. I think, slowly he's getting there.
And this ball game is over. A huge fourth quarter performance by the San Antonio Spurs.
He's as good as everyone expected he was going to be, and even more. I was talking to some people last night on the banner level because there was a young man there with his lady, special lady friend, and she's like, "Wait, how tall is this guy?" And he's like, "I'm not sure." And I was like, "He's 7'5". He's grown 2 inches since last season." That's some scary ish to like. That guy grew, and his skill set continues to evolve.
Watching him in the fourth quarter at the UC affected me. Watching the impact that he had on both ends of the floor really got to me last night. It felt, dare I say, Jordan-esque, or like any great star taking over when you were like, oh, I guess, is this the time when he's going to take over now? But I haven't seen anybody ever do it the way that he does it. Like, we've never seen this before. Like, I remember talking about Kevin Durant in his prime like this. Like, wow, this dude is kind of a rim protector because he's 7 feet, but he's a two guard. Wow, that's pretty cool. Yeah, this was a 7'5" guy with a gravity on defense that changed absolutely everything that the opposition did for the entire fourth quarter. And then on offense, he's with the ball doing ISOs above the three-point line like he's Steph Curry.
Calling a clear out at the end of the game where you see Vooch come up to guard you is just diabolical.
It's diabolical, and it's like, it's kind of a wrap. Like, if this is going to be the guy that he is, if he's a rim-protecting dominator on defense that affects the whole team, and oh, by the way, he's capable of a takeover on offense like that with 18 in the fourth, then who's to say he's not going to roll through the Western Conference playoffs and be that dude? Like, this was a special thing we got to see in person last night.
Speaks, I made mention of it last week, and I'm not trying to diss because I love LeBron. Like, I think that he's been great for the NBA. I understand when people try to make him the greatest of all time, even though that's not necessarily my opinion. The league has not missed LeBron this season.
Yeah.
Because there are guys like this that, like, everyone's been waiting on, like, well, wait, when LeBron and Steph go away, what is there in the NBA?
Giannis is on one this year. He might be.
Giannis is on one.
We could get Giannis and Wemby in the finals. And sign me up for it.
And seeing Wemby already get to this place where he is box office. Like, and it's not just, oh, he's so tall. It's he's so tall. He's so good. He's long. And you're right. Changing the way that defense is thought of, because, and it wasn't just the fourth quarter, early in the game, he was casting such a shadow that Bulls players were like, wait, am I far enough away from him to get a shot off?
Right. Can I even do this?
Because his ability to close on you is one step.
Yeah, it's outrageous. And I felt it more in the fourth, maybe because I was watching closer, but also because you felt the lead frittering away. And you're like, I know what a basketball team's supposed to do. You're supposed to go strong to the rack to stop that momentum when you can. And maybe draw fouls on the big man. That'd be a nice touch. But every time they went to the rack, there was a little bit of fear and doubt, even Brandon Ayo went reverse one time when he didn't need to.
Because you're worried that that guy is going to swoop in like a condor and swat your shot away.
So you're trying to use the rim as an extra buffer when you don't need to. And you got guys kicking balls out when they would be attack mode. He just changed the entire damn thing. And, man, Ruben came to the game last night, and he said all his friends during the day were like, "You're going to see Wemby?" These eighth graders. "Oh, my God, you guys are going to see Wemby tonight? You guys are going to see Wembanyama tonight? Oh, man." Alex, you said you were in line to come in last night because we had a show outing, which we'll talk about in a second. But, like, you were there in line, and people were like, there was a buzz.
Yeah, there was. The line was so long. People standing out in the cold, like, below 30 degrees at 7 o'clock trying to push in. It was... I've been to a lot of Bulls games over the last several years, and that was the first time where I had seen, for a November game, people lined up in 25-degree weather willingly waiting to get into the game.
And Wemby on the lips of everybody. On the way out, everybody's like, "Man,
look at that guy.
I could have jumped into any conversation with the same stuff." Every person that walked by was like, "Yeah, I don't know how you stop that dude. Like, I don't know what they're supposed to do."
The Bulls tried a couple of different things, but and every team is going to go through this. Like, do we just throw bodies at him? Do we get physical with him? How do we defend him? I will say it made us both angry while we were watching the game. There's a breakout where it's Patrick Williams one-on-one with Wemby.
Yes.
And he had four fouls. At that point, I don't care if you get your shot blocked. Throw that shoulder into him and see if you can pick up that fifth foul and get him up out of here for the end of the quarter.
We had just seen Jalen Smith go at him because he had those four fouls and take the ball right to Wemby and get a layup up because Wemby was played a little cautious.
He backed off a little bit.
So that's the dynamic. So let him play cautious or let him pick up the fifth foul. It's good for you either way. And Patrick Williams didn't. And then the whole fourth quarter, nobody did. Not a single player.
No one can guard him.
No, nobody guarded, but nobody went at him either.
No one can guard
him. It's like going at a pass rusher, right? You're going at a great defensive end sometimes. Like, sometimes you try to run it right at him. Like, you just got to go for the throat sometimes.
Well, that's usually what you do against great shot blockers.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Like, you try to get into their chest.
Yes.
And then see if you can create some space. But the crazy thing about him is that you actually might. Like, you might be able to get there. And even as he's backing away, he brings his arm down.
Yeah, you're done. There was one point where Vooch had it right under the basket. He got an offensive rebound, and he, like, pumped it three times, pump fake three times, and outletted. And, like, against anybody else in the league, he's going back up with that one.
That's because they saw that apex predator block a apex of a shot. They saw him get to a ball at its highest point, which was at the top of the square. Like, think about that for a second.
Yeah.
The shot got to the top of the square, and Wemby was like, "No."
Man, that dude is box office, and I'm really glad we were there. We targeted this game, and we said, "Let's go." And then we went, and we sat as a group, the four of us and more, on the banner level, the very tippity top.
Banner level!
The very tippity top that used to be all skyboxes that have really gone unused for decades. They've redone it now. It's way more comfortable. It's wide. It's like there's very comfortable seats. There's bars.
A lot of standing room.
Yeah.
And it's funny because I was talking to Patrick about this, is that I stand for most of the show. If you watch on YouTube or Twitch, like, I stand. I'm like that. So for me, it's more comfortable to have a place like that to kind of watch a game than an actual seat.
I echo that in terms of the width of my hips. If there's anybody out there...
Oh, I didn't even try the chairs.
Oh, the chairs were delightful, but also when I was standing or sitting in some of those high-top chairs that are there in the back part of that area, awfully comfortable.
Anybody
of the slightly larger persuasion, I could recommend banner level as well.
Well, the thing about it, and it was great for a different perspective on basketball, and he ended up getting two perspectives, and I'll talk about that in a second, but I liked it for basketball because... you could see everything. I want to go back to see a Hawks game.
It would be so awesome
from
for hockey.
Up there. I kept
thinking about it.
I can't believe. And we were right by the Hawks banners. That's where we were at. Like, that's where our box was, is that we were by the Hawks banners. And I just kept thinking, you can see everything.
Heck.
And it didn't matter that we were on one end and not the other.
In hockey, that would be awesome.
In hockey, it would be absolutely amazing.
See all the plays develop and see the flow of everything happening. Those tickets they start at $65.
Yeah, I feel like it's a great, if you were like, hey, I got a group of 10 people that I want to go with, I feel like that's, and you can order like QR code order. They brought stuff pretty quick, I thought. And then there are bars there too. Yeah,
the food was good too. Those cheese curds were good.
You didn't finish your burger.
it was a double and I turned it into a single.
And then you were like, does anyone want the rest of this burger? Like,
anybody want this second burger that I took off my burger with my fingers? Nobody went for it.
Nope. No one went for it. Huh. But it was a very cool thing to do. So then I got word that Dan was at the game.
That'd be Dan Bernstein. And we found out where he was. We could look down and
we could see him.
We could see his hair. See his hair as he sat next to Chris Bowden down there at press level.
He's getting his Anderson Cooper on these days.
Uh-huh.
Because it's all white now.
And you went and hung out.
Yeah. I love Dan.
Lawrence and Dan were hanging out last night, people.
Well, I went down there, and shout out to, first of all, let me just say, shout out to the people that run the parking lots at the United Center. Those guys always say nice things.
Oh, you don't know the half, Lawrence.
What happened?
Speezy got recognized on the way in.
Good.
That's right. I was driving Tanny, and we're on our way in, and we're paying for parking. What do you say? Hey, Speezy, what's going on?
Yeah, and Speezy says, say hi to Chris Tannehill. The guy looks in the car, Tanny!
Yeah.
The love's out there,
hey,
folks.
The guys and girls who run the parking lots at the United Center are always so nice. And they're always like, man, I heard blah, 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 or you're doing great, or I totally agree with you, or I totally disagree with you. And I love that when I walk in. So I go in and I got to see our buddy Kevin Lapka. That just filled my heart, man.
Oh, we had once hired him. He was a young man from Ohio State University.
Very, very smart, creative young man. And I love seeing him. Saw our guy Cody Westerlund in there. And I ran into Shams. And me and Shams had a really nice conversation because Shams and I worked together for a little bit over at Stadium. And I just told him, I was just smiling. I was like, man, I'm so happy for you. Like for a kid who used to break news, walk out of class at Loyola to go break news, to seeing him at the top of his game now at ESPN. I'm so proud of him and so happy for him. So that was dope. But then when I heard that Dan was there, I was like, I'm going to go sit with Dan for a little bit.
And Bernsey was in his cups, right? Drawing up plays, drawing up the sets that the Spurs were running for Wemby, right?
I don't know if I've ever seen Dan be more Dan than he was last night, and it made me so happy.
There's a lot of ways to take that,
because when he gets into that mode of I want to know more, he was literally sitting there drawing up sets that the Spurs were using for Wemby, and he's like, okay, watch this action, and he's walking, and then we were talking about a screen that Wemby set that got two Bulls players. He got them both. And so getting the because we were close down there on press row.
Yeah, we saw you guys from above. I was thinking about zooming in, taking a picture of the two of you, and then tweeting it and saying, these guys ought to do a show together, don't you think? Just so I could start the fire myself, you know? Could lean into that.
Well, let me just text Dan. Real quick. But it was great. And
beautiful.
And the banner level, again, I can't say it enough. If you're someone that's like, man, I want to get like a group experience, but I don't have suite money.
Yeah.
I really think that it's worthwhile for someone to look into investing in it.
Yeah.
And saying, let's get eight people together and let's just go.
Yeah, I think the section we were in, I think it's $100 a pop for like the banner, Lodge. Banner Lodge, it's called. And so you can get 8 to 10 people at $100 or something like that. And then you're all like, basically you're in your own area. It's a very good hang.
Yeah. We had a good time and we hope that you go too. And I don't know if anyone's gone and done it for a Hawks game, but if you have, text us and let us know what your experience was like, because I kept imagining it. Mm-hmm. And I am at some point going to make that happen this season and go watch a Hawks game from up there.
I'm with you. I mean, I'm with you that night if you have me. Unless you're going with Dan, and I'll understand if that's the case.
Dan's got more stuff to draw up. I don't know if he's going to go to the hockey game.
Start talking hockey. Stop talking hockey.
Stop talking hockey. We need to take a break. When we come back, let's talk about a snub that we both felt, but maybe we should have seen coming.
Yeah.
We'll explain next on The Score.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Your 2025 Jackie Robinson Rookie of the Year Award winner for the National League is Drake Baldwin.
Drake Baldwin of the Atlanta Braves. Drake Baldwin with 21 first place votes. Cade Horton had 9.
Kid got robbed.
It feels that way to me.
It feels that way to me. The kid, I think Cade Horton got robbed. He was flat out special and dominant down the stretch. And Drake Baldwin was good all year. I think that's what happened, Lawrence, is that Drake Baldwin was the number one prospect before the season began and then had to play because their catcher got hurt, because Sean Murphy got hurt. So Baldwin played, and he was great in May. So he came in with big pedigree and then was brilliant early on. And he was decent enough down the stretch. I think he had a plus 800 OPS in each of the last 3 months. So it's not like he fell apart or anything like that. But he had pedigree before the year began and right from the get-go, and it's a full season, and it's catcher, and it's 3.1 WAR and all of that. But man, Cade Horton was Jake Arrieta or Bob Gibson for that stretch in the second half, and doing it for a team that actually made the playoffs, under the strength of his effort in the second half. I thought Cade Horton got robbed.
I don't want to say robbed because obviously, I know how difficult the position is, and there should be credit for guys who play every day. It just felt like, and maybe because the outings weren't 7 innings plus, it felt like if you were closer to it, you were watching Cade Horton go and dominate, even though it was on average 5 2/3 of him dominating. And I felt like it had at least reached the point where people around the country were like, hey, what the hell's going on in Chicago with that kid that they got? Because that kid seems to be pretty good.
Yeah, for sure. And we know the nuance of it, that they said, hey, man, you're totally going to be on a pitch limit and every night, not just an innings limit, but a pitch limit. So why don't you just go after people? And then that worked really well. And he actually went deeper into games than they thought. We know about all that.
From the outside, maybe there was a lack of respect for how many innings he did log. I don't know. I know that there's one voter who did not have Cade Horton in any of his top five slots.
I don't like that.
That's trash.
Who was it? Do we know who?
I don't know if we know who.
It's Paul Sullivan. It was not Sully.
It was not. It was not Sully. Let's see. Cade Horton, not in any of the top five slots. No, I can't. I don't see who it is. I'll try and figure it out.
Joe Cowley.
Nope.
It was not Joe Cowley. Maybe it was.
Sources confirm that's not fun.
No. Paige Leckie of MLB.com did not have Cade Horton in any top five slot.
It feels like a made-up name.
Paige Leckie? It really does.
It sounds like Katie Ledecky's like gnome de plume.
Sure. Like, I thought of the fake name when we were talking about kickoff coverage and your guy HT and his unit, and somebody mentioned, Ben Johnson mentioned Lane Integrity. I was like,
he's coaching at Mississippi.
Good old Lane Integrity.
How about Lane?
That's like the fake traffic name. Hi, everybody. I'm Lane Closure with traffic, you know? Sorry, Lane Kiffin, what, photobombing the
proposal.
The proposal picture.
Like, he waits until the guy gets done.
Yeah.
And then he's like, hey!
What's going on?
I'm Lane Kiffin. And now I'm in your picture forever.
He is Lane Kiffin. He really is. It's the next coach of the New York Giants after Mike Kafka. Does Mike Kafka have a real shot? He's the interim there right now.
Maybe. He comes from good stock. Like, he's been on some championship, like, coaching staffs. Like, he's a head coaching prospect.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe.
Gets a shot.
But
I know who it's going to be.
Who?
It's going to be the next former coach of the Green Bay Packers. Matt LaFleur can have that job.
Well, Packers fans apparently are expecting him. He's quiet quitting, according to them.
Dude, if you missed the beginning of our show, I don't know what you've been doing. Like, I don't know what you've been doing in your life, but the beginning of our show was a delight. Chris Tannehill listened to Packers post-game radio last night and pulled some absolute gems about those callers. They're grumpy.
When you look at some of these other teams, I'll tell you who's got a really good coach, you guys.
Yeah.
The Bears.
Damn right. That's a caller to Packers postgame. Jealous of Ben Johnson. Drink it up, Bears fans. As you get ready for your drive home, drink it up.
Drink it up. When we come back, let's talk about your team and your quarterback and also a musical comp to Caleb. I know someone who does music. We'll ask him about it next here on The Score.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them.
to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount+.